I had an opportunity recently to define a kingdom company. And while it was fairly easy to define a lot of the simple things, it really became more difficult because I began to define it by what a kingdom company should not be or the don'ts. I realized that the most important thing that we can do is to let people know what we stand for, not what we're against. So I want to talk for the next few sessions. I want to talk about what it is that a kingdom company and a kingdom leader stands for. These are the principles that if we get them right, will be the identifying principles, the hallmark or the model of what it means to be kingdom focused. I think the first one for me, having written a book called Unconditional Excellence, had to be excellence. And then I struggled with that. If I were writing that book today, I think I would write a lot of it differently. Because excellence just isn't doing your best. It's not an employee or you giving it your all-out effort. Sometimes that much effort still isn't enough. If I were asked to run an 8-minute mile and I can only run a 10-minute mile, no matter what I do, if I got it down to 9 minutes, it's still not excellent. See, excellence has a lot to do with the expectation. I think excellence is when we individually or our employees or our whole company, when we perform beyond the expected, beyond what our customers or our leaders or our peers expect, then that can be excellent. Because right now, I think today, so many people expect less. And if you can stand out, if you can get the ultimate effort and beat the unexpected or beat the expected, then that is unexpected. That's excellence. So this week, try to be excellent. Try to get your people to be excellent. Go above and beyond the expected. This has been an encouragement from Kingdom Companies.